Hey gang, it's April 9th. It's about 4 minutes later than I want to join, so I apologize for keeping everybody waiting. My name's Larry Bailey with Awesome Technologies, Inc. How's your 24.1 going? So I was a little bit late because I've got a TPO client, and 24.1 has been very problematic for TPOCA. So I'm interested. If you want to throw it in chat, how your 24.1 experience went, I've got some prepared remarks about things that aren't quite working the way that they were hoping to work or things to be concerned about. This is a community meeting. So again, if you want to talk about whatever, if you want to come up on stage, if you just want to tell me, Larry, talk about this, go ahead. And for those that are just joining, again, we meet every Tuesday at 4 p.m. normally, Eastern live. Today we start a few minutes late, my apologies. And we get to talk about community stuff. Today's topic is all about 24.1, in terms of, in this case, 1.0.2. And let's talk. So first thing Brian wants to throw out there is archive folder hell. That's your fault, Brian. Because you did all this training and nobody listened to you, right? I know I did. I put out videos. I put out emails. I put out updates, reminders. And Brian, what I did was I went through four different environments Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and enabled all the personas because I knew what was going to happen. Knew what was going to happen for sure. And everybody's kind of feeling the same thing. So if you did what I did and what Brian sounds like he did, and you just went through all your personas and checked those two bottom check boxes on the pipeline tab in each persona, they had it Friday. They might as well have it now. Like, what's the dealio with that? But that's what I would encourage. Angie asks, Brian says we're turning off archive loans. I don't know what that means. When you say turning off, do you mean you're removing archive folders? I don't know what that means, Brian. Help me understand that better. Angie says, since we don't have 24.1 yet, are you telling me that we should give it to everyone? Angie, if you don't have 24.1 yet, then you don't have this setting. So you got nothing to worry about. When you do move to 24.1, then you do have something to worry about. When you get it. I certainly would. We won't want everyone to be able to access archive loans. So Brian, so here's the conversation, right? So if they didn't have access to the archive folders Friday through user groups, presuming that's how you manage it, why did it create a problem with you for you yesterday? If you want to talk about this more live, feel free to jump on. Oh, they already use archive. You want to change policy now that you have the ability to change policy. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm trying to always advocate for change one thing at a time so you can understand the repercussions. Because if you change more than one thing at a time and there's some kind of adverse impact, what was it, which change created that? So Angie says, if we don't have any archive loan folders, do we even need to add them? You don't need to add archive folders, Angie, but you do need to understand when you go to 24.1, field 5,000, whatever that field is, you can look it up in the release notes. When ICE moves you, if they do for you what they did for everybody, if the loan has not been modified, 5016, thanks everybody, field 5016, make sure you add that to your reporting database. And if you wanted to do a batch update, you can number one, spot which loans are archived. Otherwise, and then you can uncheck that box. So now they're no longer archived. If you want to unwind what ICE is trying to roll out. Auto archive after 3 years. I don't know if it's an auto thing. We know that from the data update over the weekend that any loan that wasn't modified in the last 3 years was marked as archive. But I'm not sure it's an automatic archive. Are we sure it's automatic? Please verify. I'm not going to check the release notes on the spot here, but keep me honest, as you guys do as a community. Thank you for that. So I'm going to talk about a couple of something else. That's how you read it. I thought it would be a one-time thing. Kirsten, I read it as a one-time thing too in the release notes. So there you go. I think they provided a biz rule. They did provide a biz rule, and it's inactive. But as Reed states, there is a business rule in there that will automatically mark field 5016, just in case you don't know how to write that rule, which is nice. It was considerate. Yeah. Well, Candace, chat, you know, double check that for us and let us know. John says we did have one issue. John, congratulations on only one issue. As a part of the update, some loans had fields locked automatically. Yes. Gold locks happened. It was up in the chat earlier. Who the heck said they had a problem with underwriters or something? Somebody said something about a gold lock. Oh, Chris. Chris said the fields that got gold locked on the URLA lender threw our closers off for sure. Yeah. Yeah, there's friggin' and if you were even like some clients, they actually did persona access to fields rules to hide the lock icons. And so nobody knew what the hell was going on. Yeah, and you know, if you made a rule to unlock, that was great. Yeah, Chris's comment was way up there after everybody started blasting chat. So easy to miss. Maggie, I want to get our meeting reset. I'm really, really sorry. Please forgive me. Our team double booked me and we'll get it reset, I promise. Where am I? Chris is buried. Oh, in the comments, yeah. Home counselor list. So I don't know if everybody caught the note on the Sean put a note on for home counseling provider. Something you want to follow up. My attitude on that kind of automation is it's great that it's in settings. And I want to see how stable it is. Right now, I don't know if you guys are keeping an eye on EM Status Center. Consumer Connect is unstable. It's not reported, but I personally have found TPO Connect to be unstable. We've got issues with TPOC clients having weird timeout issues on screen. I'm having weird settings issues with services management. And I want to talk to you about something about that, and it relates to business rules. So buried in the TPOC release notes, there's a two-sentence mention of Encompass will now honor a setting. So apparently in Encompass Dev Talk, Encompass honoring means that it now will do what it's supposed to do. So put it in your footnote, in your ear, you know, in your brain somewhere. Anytime I'm looking for release notes now, I'm going to literally check for will honor in all the release notes from now until forever, because apparently that means that's a reinterpretation of a break fix. And it's great that Encompass now honors persona access to loan actions business rules, but it literally shut down an entire company yesterday because back in November, I wrote a rule to make sure that TPOC users could not order title as a service. And over the weekend, for anyone doing TPO Connect, if you're doing or planning on doing disclosures, letting the brokers do disclosures, just so you know, request title action is now somehow connected to requesting fees through consumer, through Closing Corp. So in English, when you go to TPOC, if you're using Closing Corp, there's another company too up there now, but if you're using Closing Corp to let the broker request fees, that action typically is request fees slash generate disclosures. Now all of a sudden, for some reason, it's now under request title. I'm giving this as a PSA because it makes no sense, and I'm a little bit upset because of what it did to a mutual client yesterday. It could have been handled better. And so I'm sharing the information. So in case you're working with anybody, check your TPOC, your persona access to loan actions business rules for request title and make sure everything's working properly. Anybody else having problems with DDM rules? As far as you know, I found where a DDM rule was tied to a milestone date field and Encompass decided to change the parameter in the DDM field. And now they actually display log.ms.date.themilestonename as a choice with extra words in there to describe the milestone. I hadn't noticed that before. All of a sudden now my DDM rule for anti-steering isn't working. What do you mean, Katie? You create a custom field for that? Tell me more. Tell me more. So we're waiting for Katie to type. So check, make sure you get your for the milestone completion date. Yeah, I didn't. We just fed it into a custom field. Yeah, what I mean to say is, yeah. So I guess that's possible. I'm not in the same camp of doing it that way, but regardless, just my feedback for you is double check to make sure your DDMs are working as much as you think so. In those, because you couldn't choose the field before. Okay, fair enough. Those using Encompass Consumer Connect, password resets continue to be a problem. So I think ISIS continued to work on that. Yesterday was fairly unstable. And those are the only problems I found so far, which, you know, are pretty big. Anybody else? What else are you guys seeing? That's what today's all about. Let's share what's going on. Candace, do you use that log.ms.status with a status of in DDM rules? Rob, thanks for bringing up the date field and e folder. I got like three calls on that yesterday, and everybody's pissed because they rely on the date field and the e folder. So, in case anybody didn't know, the date folder is missing in the e folder view, in the standard view, and you can't you can re-enable it though, right? You have to add it. But Sean says I had two users a few minutes ago to show me personal Pipedrive view settings being wiped out. Oh my gosh. Sorry, Sean. Yeah, it seems like all kinds of weird stuff is happening. Jill, you're having trouble with LO Connect settings. When you say LO Connect, you mean Encompass Web? I don't know what LO Connect means for you. Please fill us in, Jill. What kind of Encompass Web settings trouble are you having? Tell us more. If you want to talk about it, I'll invite you up on stage. If you don't feel like talking, let's talk about MI Partner. So I was on my list, MI Center. So MI Center is live now. It's been live, but now the automation is in web settings. I don't think it's really ready, Jill. You're ahead of the curve for sure. I'm not sure the MI Center automation is there yet, but the core ingredients are. Right. The partners, Rob, the partners. So I think the bedrock framework is there, but the MI partners are like hounding. I've gotten a couple of phone calls from clients where they're like MI partners up their butt to use the EPC integration, but it doesn't work. Like the data is not coming back in. So that's what I'm talking about, Rob. It looks like Katie mentions that too. And Candace confirms not all the MI companies are ready for EPC. Remember that the vendors have until October 2025 to move to EPC. I think, you know, I think it's important to recognize what EPC integrations work. I'm going to give a huge shout out to Dan Plank. You guys know Dan Plank. He was at the wrap-up show. And by the way, the wrap-up show replay videos are up in the community. If you want to go watch them, you might have to join the ICE Experience 2024 space. If you're not already part of it, but that's where the replay videos are. Anyway, Dan tested out for me the flood integration. They use CoreLogic, and the flood integration behaves the same way as the OB integration, which means to say you can stay in the file while the integration does work. So you can do fully automated flood now while you're in the file, even on desktop, and it will update the e-folder document. It will also update the flood certification fields. Again, this is CoreLogic. So if you have CoreLogic and you want to get into EPC, check that out. All right, so back to the chat here. Katie says, for TPO, we have correspondents who can upload additional data using DODU case file. That's unfortunate. But I think it goes back to what I said earlier, Katie. I think TPOC is unstable. In some regards. So definitely open a ticket and see what the guys can do. Yeah, they're working on it. Jill says the Enact technology. So Enact is an MI company for those that don't know. Told us the experience that MI companies were already. Of course, the salesperson would say that. Candace says, so apparently loans already in archive folder. We mark as archive if they're 3 years or older. Quote, loans in archive folder that are not modified for 3 years will be automatically marked as archive. Was that for the release or is that an ongoing back-end rule, Candace? Like, what's the context of that quote? Ongoing. Okay. I don't know. We got enough people on this call. Let's test Candace's theory here. And I guess I would say if you want to kind of avoid that, do a batch update to your whole pipeline to change a custom field to a number. So it's been modified. I don't know if that's a good idea or not, but maybe that's a way to deal with this archive thing if you want. I will say that the thought on this is solid, right? So the thought is, ICE had clients that had, you know, a million loans and a million loans hadn't been touched in 3 years. So Jesse, that's first of all, it's a paradigm shift, right? What does archive mean? And for a lot of companies, what I try to equate this to is cold storage. If you don't actually need a file anymore, that should be archived, put into cold storage. And that's what ICE is trying to manage. If you're putting a loan into a folder that's not an active folder, that's not really an archive. And so I think there's education that needs to be put around with what is archive mean to encompass. I don't know, Jesse, what do you think about that? Stephanie says, we found on any loan in the archive folder will automatically check no matter how old it was. So Stephanie, if you move a loan from a non-archive folder into an archive folder, does 5016 get checked? Question for that, it was for Stephanie. John says, I thought that it was being done on the business rule. So did I, John. Candace says, anything you don't want to archive, you need to move out to an active folder according to their info call out. Candace, thank you for that. That answers my question. Jesse says, it's a suspension of active pipeline integration. Yeah. So in English, and Jesse knows this because Jesse develops stuff, really, really cool stuff. So if you're calling into your, if you have technology calling into your Encompass database, you want to make sure it's only calling active stuff. And it helps. So Jennifer says 5016 is currently inaccurate at the loan level. Okay, that's Jennifer's perspective on that. Maggie says, does it affect reporting? That's a great question. No effect on reporting, as Jesse just said. No effect on dashboards also. This is a pipeline view folder thing in pipeline view. So test it to be sure, but that's our understanding. Yeah, and Candace makes a good point. Originally, Archive Minute didn't display alerts. By the way, it always displayed messages, even if it was archived. It just didn't display the alerts. But now I'm not quite sure. So this is a fun topic, this archive thing. Hey, did anybody go to the web and notice that there's an automation audit now for your loan GUID or GUID, depending on how you like to pronounce it? Rob's like, yes. I thought that was pretty cool. So now you can see what automations are running against your loans. If you have the loan GUID, that's pretty cool. Also, who is not set up on OTP? So that's one-time passcode. Who's not set up on OTP? Curious about that, because in Encompass Web now, you have eFolder, you have a ton of new functionality, but it's only available for you if you're using one-time passcode. I would encourage you to consider using one-time passcode. Please check it out. It is a far better way to manage borrower access, and you don't need to worry about authorization codes. If you've got some plugin somewhere that gives you the automatic 4-digit code of the social or 6, you can get rid of that plugin. Stop paying for it. Maybe that's some incentive for you. Mostly, you don't need to have authorization codes. Robert says, yep. And so that's cool. Keep in mind that if you go to OTP, notification templates should be on your shortlist. So moving away from HTML email templates the notification templates. An advantage notification template is you can segregate which email message goes to borrowers, which email message goes to third parties, which email message goes to non-borrowing owners. So in case you didn't know, I'm going to put a plug out there just because I have to, but I launched a new mastering compass for Web Essentials. If you're interested in that, check it out in the community. It's a cool course, and we go over all these things as they mature. I mentioned Dan Plank, and the last thing I'll mention on here that I can have written down. I asked you about OTP. I'm going to ask you about enhanced conditions. Who's going to do enhanced conditions before the end of the year? And I'm going to tell you why, another reason why you have to do this. So I'll give people a chance. So if you go into web settings, guess where Investor Connect is moving to? Web settings. And if you go into your enhanced conditions and you click on condition types, you'll see a new feature there. And it talks about investor conditions. So here's another reason, and you can see all the lenders that are already mapped in there for enhanced conditions, and that's source and destination. So if you're using Investor Connect and you're doing enhanced, Maggie's all about enhanced conditions for Investor Connect. This means that your team, theoretically, if it's done properly, will no longer have to go to a website to scrape conditions, or you have to use some plugin or blah, 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 all this other crap, or have even a separate workflow for post-closing investor condition management. All this stuff is right there. Super slick, super important. I know we all have a ton of work to do, but it's important to understand that. Rounding out the last thing on the web, eFolder got added to the web. If you haven't been on Encompass Web, head over there, get it set up, just go check it out. Yeah, Reed, I think this is going to, you know, investors jumping on Investor Connect, there was always the problem. This goes back to TQL days. There was always the problem of the cost of integration. And, you know, Flagstar was the first guinea pig for that. The cost of integration was prohibitive. And then the technology synchronization between Encompass and the other lender's platform was just a mess. So now with more companies using Investor Connect, and with more companies even using Encompass, the integration from originator to correspondent aggregator is even hopefully more seamless. So Denise says, we do not use Investor Connect. Does this mean we do not need to implement? No, actually, Denise, you need to get on Investor Connect if you deliver loans to investors. I would suggest that. But the whole point of enhanced conditions is really beyond just one reason. The biggest thing that I advocate enhanced conditions for is the automation of your loan production. That's the reason. But yeah, as Kirsten says, it is a game changer for shippers as long as the condition management is done properly. Like shipping off documents and data is nice. I'm not gonna lie, like that's good. But you wanna fulfill the circle by actually not having your teams go to all these different websites to look up loans, to pull down conditions, to do stare and compare, or even worse, not have the investor conditions in your loan file to review and manage. That's actually the worst from a pipeline management perspective. So yeah, that's the goal there. What did I miss? Is there a list of investors who use the conditions? Yeah, it's on there, Sean. So go right now, go to your enhanced conditions and click on condition type. And you'll see them. You'll see click investor conditions, and then over on the right, you'll have two columns that'll show investors. You can do it right now. Jill says there's a new data tag in DU MISMO export. Yeah, it's an open ticket, gang. So what Jill's talking about is there's an XML file. You need to edit the XML file. I think it's an employment node that broke between Encompass export and Gus's import. I guess I should probably put that in as an article. It's just been one of those days. But yeah, if you go in, thank you, Candace. I'll put the knowledge, I'll put the knowledge article information in the community. But yeah, you need to basically modify the XML, or unless you're going to manually type in Gus, pick one or the other. And it maybe wasn't the right, maybe you didn't do it completely correctly, Joe, I don't know. Or maybe their instructions are incomplete. Not sure. Mike says e-folder view date. Yeah, yeah, it's an issue, Mike. Everybody's mentioned that earlier. E-folder view date is, wait, e-folder view date is not a resource in user group. No, that's a, that's on the view. No, it's on the actual view. Yeah, not in user group, on the view. Sandy, what do you, oh, Candy, I just helped one of our admins with this earlier this afternoon. Oh, with the, you're talking about with the XML modification, Candace. Nice. People helping people. That was fast. So I know I got late. I'm really sorry. I'll do better next time. You guys are awesome for showing up. We've got the biggest attendance ever. Is there any other questions, any other things anybody wants to talk about before we split? I try to keep these things to 30 minutes because your time is valuable. And thank you for helping grow the community. We gave out more Starbucks gift cards this week than ever in a week before. So thanks everybody for growing the community. And tell me what you need me to talk about. Tell me what you need me to focus on. And we'll keep trucking. For those that don't know, Amy Blum's first day on Encompass is today, and she learned some cool stuff at the admin training. So I just thought I'd share that. I don't even know if she's on. okay, she told you that. Yay, Amy. Anything else? I don't see anything on the chat. You guys are awesome. You're welcome, Denise. And we will, again, we'll keep doing them wherever I am. All right. You guys go get them. Stay in touch with the community. Keep all these threads going. And I'll post the XML thing right now. All right. You guys be well. Get out of here. Go back to work. I'll see you. Bye-bye.